Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with David Bellwood, Head of Access at the National Theatre, to find out what's on at the NT with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, David, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you for having me back. I hope you're well.
I'm very well, thank you, David. We're going to start this week with the final chapter in the Death of England series, with Death of England Closing Time, that explores family dynamics, race and council culture.
That's correct. It's the third play, fourth instalment of Death of England. So we followed the lives of different people, all interconnected, and in their lives, looking at the state of the nation. And it culminates with Death of England Closing Time, written by Clint Dyer, who's our associate artist director, and Roy Williams. And it looks at two women who are closing up shop, but in the action of closing down their shop, they investigate both their relations in their families and also the wider state of race and gender across the nation. But it's very quick-witted, and it's an incredible piece of writing to finish off this trilogy.
And I believe is it Joe Martin and Hayley Squires who are in it as well?
It is. Phenomenal performers. And they've done an incredible piece because it's a two-hander. They're very tight on each other's scripts. They just pass joke after joke opposite each other. And then suddenly there are some real home truths come out.
Well, it should be a good one to see. And Death of England Closing Time will be audio described on Saturday, the 14th of October at 3 p.m. with a touch tour at 1:30 p.m. and on Thursday, the 2nd of November at 8 p.m. with a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. at the National Theatre's Dorfman Theatre. We now have an intimate portrait of a life from Australia in 1943 to London in 2021, with everything in between, in The Confessions.
Yeah, this is a piece by Alexander Zeldin, who did Love, Faith, Hope and Charity. This is another play that looks at both familial relations, but also an individual's relationship to the state or states that they live in or find themselves in. It's a really personal journey, really intimate story, but told with huge sweep, a huge amount of heart and a lot of humour, created by Alexander Zeldin, who people may have known as a collaborator with the National Theatre for some time.
And it's interesting because it does sort of portray that sort of wide period of time, you know, from 1943 to 2021, which is a sort of an epic time to sort of cover in one show.
It is. We will keep the audiences with us, though, do not fear. But the audio description will be particularly interesting in how we cover the changes of place and time on this one.
Oh, well, people can watch out and see how that happens with The Confessions, which will be audio described on Saturday, the 4th of November at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. at the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. David, there are a couple of National Theatre productions that are on in London's West End at the moment, which we must briefly talk about.
Well, there's one in particular I'd like to just tell your listeners about. Now it's Dear England. It's a play about football fans, again about the nation and the state of the nation and our relationship to both sport and to masculinity in many ways. And it's about a team that's asking itself questions about competition and being a man in the present day. It has Joe Fiennes in it, starring as Gareth Southgate. It had a phenomenal run here at the South Bank, and it's transferring to the Prince Edward Theatre with an audio described performance at 2 p.m. on the 18th of November.
And there might be more audio described performances maybe during the run of that one as well. And I believe that you've got some exciting news about how people can maybe watch some of the NT's productions in their local library.
Yeah, we have, Toby. So NT Collections, which is our collection of film titles for schools and education, following a successful pilot with Wolverhampton Central Library and Peterborough Central Library, will be showing new titles with free access in public libraries across the UK. So library members can go into their local libraries, and hopefully if they're signed up to the scheme, they'll be able to watch some of our titles, which do have audio description as well. If you prefer watching our titles from the comfort of your own home, obviously don't forget NT at Home. Can't fail to mention it. And what I want to say is that, having talked about Death of England, the full trilogy will be online and audio described. So Death of England, then Death of England Delroy, which were both live performances at the National Theatre, and then Death of England Face to Face, which was a film made after those two, but following the same characters. All on NT at Home and all audio described.
Well, that's fantastic. And if listeners would like to find out more about the productions that we've chatted about with audio description and the availability of NT productions online with audio description, where can people go to find out more, David?
So do visit our website. That's nationaltheatre.org.uk. And for NT at Home, the website is ntathome. So that's ntathome.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, David, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me about some great productions at the National Theatre with audio description.
Thanks, Debbie.